Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Now, we're trying to survey the area, bring you rays of hope or signals where people are saying enough is enough. I mean, headlines in the local website, philly.com today. Now, Governor Wolf going after two different states. He's got a shooting war with Maryland and Jersey. And so the guy who's the public health commissioner in Philadelphia now trying to tell us don't go to the Jersey Shore. It's just stunning how far these people go. The misery index. So I get a tip from a buddy of mine that last night in Radnor, the commissioners there, where one was going to propose opening up playground equipment, I guess, and camps that Radnor might be involved in. Rich Booker is a commissioner there. Richard Booker, Radnor commissioner. And Rich joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rich, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being on, Don. Tom?
Well, Rich, what's the town council there now in Radnor? Are they mainly Democrats, Republicans? Is it, you know, just 5-4 or something like that?
It's Board of Commissioners, and it is 5-2 Democrat majority.
Ah, okay. That's right. Delaware County, the last few elections, yeah, things have changed. So what did you propose?
I proposed what I called the Radnor Parents and Children Support Act. And basically, as you said, I propose that we open up the playgrounds and that we also ensure that we have and direct our director of public of township Parks and Rec to open up and have our regular in-person summer camp. It's a day camp for the kids in Radnor. And this follows on activities that I had from the prior month. Last month, I was able to get our Office of Emergency Management, that's what we call it, the OEM, to open the parks and the trails, but only the open spaces, not the playgrounds themselves. So this was a follow-on to that, as well as to ensure that we have outdoor day camp for the kids in Radnor.
Let's take the layup first there, the playground equipment, opening up the playgrounds. How did that go? What's the objection?
The objection is that they want to keep them shut down. It failed 6-1. 6-1 is what the vote against me on that, Dom.
So that's one Republican that voted to shut them down, too.
Yeah, and the point I made is that the kids and the people are outside anyway. They're in the streets. They are going to private playgrounds that are churches, et cetera. They're not supervised. It's less safe. They would be better off if we opened up the public playgrounds, but they refuse to do it. They think that the lockdown is good politics, and they want to keep it up.
Is it in Radnor, though? That's the next question before we get to the summer camp thing, because, Rich, I'm going to include this maybe in my one-minute thing I do on education for parents today, because I see a story of how the summer camp industry nationwide is really trying to comply, but they're in big trouble. So let's take the first one. Do you think it's the wrong thing to do? I'm in agreement with you. But they're on the ground there, too, and one Republican is telling you it's bad politics. The PhD moms there in Radnor, they don't want those playgrounds open.
Well, I think that the playgrounds should be open. I think that we need to reopen the community. I think we need to reopen the economy. And I disagree with Governor Wolf in the strict lockdown that we have in place. But obviously, there is some sentiment, but I'm hearing from parents that they do believe it's safe and that we should have the playgrounds open, not just the parks.
Well, now the thing where you would come to relief, because we know, I don't know if you saw this, Rich, but today Nationwide just announced that they're going to have their 27,000 people, mostly or all of them, working for a home even after the lockdown, whatever, is over. This is going to be more of a permanent thing. My point being that parents are going to be on the home front trying to work from there with kids as we get into the summer, or if they go back to work, then the kids home alone. Either way, you're right. The summer camp, even in a nice place like Radnor, is a great thing to have. and it can be done safely, but I bet there was even more objection to that one.
Exactly. They wouldn't even discuss it. And the Democrat Party in Radnor is, it used to be the party of freedom of speech. Now that's just freedom from speech. They wouldn't even discuss the summer camp. As you said, there must be some reticence to do that. I can tell you that at my club, they do plan on having the camp for the kids. I ask that we open the camp and have in-person camp with safety precautions as directed and as recommended by our OEM.
Sure.
And I think that it's something that's very necessary for the kids, for their health, outdoor experience, for the summertime. And I'm trying to give the parents and the kids a piece of their life back after this and during this COVID shutdown.
Absolutely. Well, Rich, I'm very glad you did that. There might even be, I don't know if there are constitutional issues with this ultimately, but in the court of public opinion, if voices like yours don't bring this up, then politicians and others are going to believe some of the polling or some of the people they hear, that they most hear, and they're going to believe this lockdown is successful. There are not people that are in deep opposition to this. And each day, I think you see more people in deep opposition, because each day that goes by, someone like Wolf does something even more that's unreasonable. So this is I'm sure you know, it's a cloud of dust, not a 80-yard touchdown game. That's what we're engaged in. Please let us know, Rich, any updates, anything else that happens.
I sure will, Dom, and appreciate your voice on the radio. And this is, as you said, part of the Delaware County. I know you were talking yesterday about Delaware County rejecting the president coming in. It has been a change in Delaware County, and the majority is really looking to stamp out the voice of the minority. So I'll keep being that voice as long as the people want me to, Dom.
Absolutely, Rich. Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, you got it. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.